And we begin tonight with a major development in the investigation into the death of Lauren Smith Fields. This is a case we have been following on News Nation Prime for the last week. The mayor of Bridgeport, Connecticut tonight has suspended two police officers for mishandling the investigation into her death, and also another case. We now know Lauren Smith Fields was not the only woman who died on December 12, 2021. A 53-year-old woman, her name is Brenda Lee Rawls, was reportedly found dead at a home the same exact day, just miles away. While police and city officials are not saying the two cases are connected, there are some tragic similarities in how each of these cases was handled by authorities. Both families say they were never notified by police that something had happened to their loved one and that the deaths were not properly investigated. They have a lot of questions, and tonight they are demanding answers. And again, two officers on leave right now as the investigation into both of these cases continues. Correspondent Kelly Beeson has the very latest on these developments tonight that have quickly gained national attention.
Kelly. They certainly have, Marnie. The Bridgeport mayor says he's disappointed and calls the detectives' actions unacceptable. Now tonight, two detectives are on disciplinary leave, and the supervisor who oversees these matters has retired as of Friday. Now, I can tell you, Marnie, that these families have been out in the public. They are hoping that the media picks up these stories, and they've spread across the world at this point. There have been rallies, there have been parades in support of these families, and it's just been an emotional two cases. Here's what officials have to say.
I am extremely disappointed with the leadership of the Bridgeport Police Department and have found the actions taken up to this point with regards to these two investigations unacceptable.
Bridgeport Mayor Joe Ganim announcing two police detectives, Kevin Cronin and Angel Llanos, will be suspended for their handling of the deaths of Lauren Smith Fields and Brenda Rawls in what he calls a lack of sensitivity and failure to follow police policy.
It is an unacceptable failure. If policies were not followed to the extent of this, and to this family and to friends and all who care about human decency, I'm very sorry.
Lauren Smith Fields was found unresponsive in her apartment on December 12th. Her death ruled an accident from a lethal combination of drugs and alcohol. But her family questioning whether police adequately investigated the man with her at the time, someone she had recently met on Bumble.
When we asked about this guy, he was a nice guy. There was no need to investigate.
On the same day, Brenda Rawls was found dead just 2 miles away at another residence where a man she was with called police to say he had awoken to find her unresponsive. The families of both women say they're frustrated they were not notified of the deaths by police.
They're really disrespectful to people. It's almost like they treated us as if we were the criminals, like we did something. It's almost like we're being victimized over again, the way they treated us.
To lose your daughter, your only daughter, your baby girl, at such a ripe age of 23 years old, and to be treated the way we was treated by Bridgeport Police Station and the department is unacceptable.
News of both cases has spread around the world as the families continue to voice their concerns.
All we keep getting is doors closed in our face and empty promises.
Hoping to get their questions answered and find meaningful resolution to the cases.
No one is going to discard my daughter like she's rubbish.
Just want to know what happened. How hard could that be to tell us what happened?
Now, the Bridgeport Police Department has not made any comment regarding the suspensions. The family of Rawls is now waiting on her autopsy to be returned. Bridgeport PD announced a criminal narcotics investigation into Smith Fields' death last week. And now the suspension of these detectives, all coming after the attorney for Smith Fields' family filed a notice that they plan to sue the city.
Tragedy for two families tonight. Kelly, thank you.